Good morning. The federal government has attacked the opposition leader, Tony Abbott, for not dumping Barnaby Joyce sooner. The national senator has been replaced as finance spokesman by Andrew Robb. The government says the opposition's economic credibility has already been damaged by Mr. Joyce, but the reshuffle's won praise from the former treasurer. Peter Costello says the opposition's back in the game. Australian mining executive Stern Hu has reportedly apologised to his employer Rio Tinto for accepting bribes. News Limited reports that Mr. Hu used his appearance in a Shanghai courtroom this week to make the apology. The leaders of France and Germany have reached a deal to rescue Greece from its financial crisis. It involves support of the European Union and the International Monetary Fund and is expected to provide more than $30 billion if required. Pope Benedict has been accused of failing to take action against an American priest suspected of molesting up to 200 deaf boys. The New York Times is reporting that during the 90s, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger failed to respond to letters from two American archbishops about the case. The Vatican says the case was dropped by US authorities. And Carlton's kicked off its AFL season in style, beating Richmond by 56 points at the MCG. And we'll have more news later.